Last year was the worst for me. Had a bum bitch do the worst to me. But I bounced back most certainly. Reconstruction was done by God. Ain't he the surgery? Shit, so-called friends started getting iffy. My baby sis got hit with 60. Damn. My young bro got hit with 7. Nigga, and that was only 3 months after.
Hey, look, I'm a far rock baby. Mama was a fighter, dad was always scheming. New York state of mind when I'm in and out of town. But I'm always California dreaming. Met a new connect, get it 17 to play. Enough room, now a nigga.
Hey, yo, this is Reese, and that's Q. And this is Mike Mills. Yeah, finally got the opportunity to sit with him.
Currently known as Far Rock Mills. I mean, shout out to all my original fans that do know me as Mike Mills. Salute to the whole Far Rock.
Okay, so you changed your name.
Yeah, I changed my name now. Everything is a whole new brand now.
Oh, you sound like Prince? Prince changed his name.
Yo, but
I just... You didn't have a deal or a record label if I'm not mistaken.
I figure, like, the second I left that whole Alicia Keys shit, like, Mike Mills was like, they took everything that they, like, Mike Mills could produce. And I felt like there was a change that needed to be made, you know what I'm saying? Well, and I was like, all right, what the fuck means most, what means most to me besides my family? And it was Far Rockaway. I know everybody in Far Rockaway.
Definitely, so like, you one of the first rappers from, and I would ever growing up, because I don't know really nobody before you that was really doing it. You was one of the first shows I went to when you was on doing the showcase. Like, you definitely was out there before the Stack Bundles, the Cheese Drugs, the Kino, all the people that's out there now that was, you know, out there. You was the original Lice and Nigga
doing it. Putting on for Far.
Nah, but you talking about Alicia Keys, the deal was, but a lot of people don't remember that or know that.
Yeah, so you gotta
know, this is a whole new era. So, like, people elaborate. Elaborate with us on that whole situation with Alicia Keys.
Well, there was a big like showcase, like when showcases did mean something, like there was a showcase going on at this club called Downtown in Manhattan. I performed there, this A&R named Chuck Turner was there. He was the A&R for this company called MBK Entertainment. That was the home of Alicia Keys, just Alicia Keys at the time.
Okay.
So, he saw me perform, and at the time I had my own rap truck. Remember, I had my own truck ride through the hood with my face on it. I had a sponsorship with Calcana and shit at the time. So, like, I had all of this before I even had a deal. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, this guy was like, yo, who the fuck is this Mike Mills nigga? You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to do my performance and shit. And 2 weeks later, I got a meeting at MBK, you know, office and shit. You know, 2 weeks after that, I fucking signed a situation. This was like 2005. You know what I'm saying? I signed the deal. And it was just a management situation where they managed myself and Alicia Keys. And then, you know, as the time went on, like James came on, you know what I'm saying? And their job was to just pretty much get us a deal, a record deal, because we all were independent artists, you know?
Okay.
But Alicia was the cash cow at the moment.
The face, basically.
She was the cash cow. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it was gonna milk that cow until the fucking shit was dry. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Which I don't knock them. You know what I mean? But at the time, I was the young, hungry kid off the block.
This is a lesson for all you up and coming artists. Go ahead.
Mark, like, I was the young, hungry kid off the block. Like, all right. So if she has all the attention, I'm just gonna do everything on my own. I pay for my own videos. You know what I mean? Got them all, always got my videos done, presented it to them. You know what I mean? It just never caught the ear or the eye of them at the time, because it was like, Mikey, Alicia's the cash cow. So, I mean, with that, I can't say that it was all bad, because I got to tour the world. You know what I'm saying?
You was riding a wave.
Yeah, like anywhere that supporting. She went, we were performing. She performing Aruba, I'm there. Like,
so you've been to all these places, Aruba, Africa.
Yeah, Jamaica, you name it. Turks and Caicos, like.
You're from Far Rockaway.
I'm from Cornega Avenue, Beach 22nd Street.
That's what I'm saying. That's one of the original people that I know that was rapping and performing. Like, you dead ass was really the first person that I could remember me. I'm vouching for myself.
Yeah.
And I was out there, you know, everybody all right.
Like, before the whole Alicia Keys shit, the shit that got me to Alicia Keys, I had to do the showcase. Again, when showcases meant something, mm-hmm. real people were coming out. Like at the showcase that I'm telling you guys about, it was thrown by Rough Riders and VH1. You know what I mean? And
so you think showcases changed?
I think showcases right now became a hustle. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people like that those showcases right now that do live up to their word. Like again, like we were talking about Muhammad Sayyid, like Biden, who live up to their word, but making sure that, you know, if you say these people are going to be there, those people are going to be there.
Yeah, because he mentioned that you could vouch for him on his interview with us.
So like I was saying, behind the scenes, you know, a person like that, these are people like, there's a lot, there are not too many out there that live up to their word. You know, I told you guys other stories behind the scenes that it get crazy, you know what I'm saying? But back then, when showcases meant something, like I was, you know, that was just when word of mouth was crazy. So, you know, I was able to do a lot more things and win differently, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like right now it's more of a hustle, and you know, salute to all those that are independent in the game. But you know, you just
you're talking about that, like you don't feel that getting into a showcase is beneficial, because me personally, I think is you marketing yourself and networking.
I can't say that.
Yourself. I don't think that so you want to get picked up and get a deal.
Let me clarify that.
But it's definitely getting your name out there.
Okay, so like I told you guys earlier, like I got my start in the showcase.
Right.
I got picked up.
It's just not the same right now, basically. Is what
I cannot tell you that that's not the way. Like, I got my name and who I was off of the stage.
Right.
But the stage meant something.
Because when you stepped on like, the stage, you would make the whole crowd go
natural. Like, I would perform in this, like, church. Like, people would just stand there and just stuck, like, you know, just.
So, are you like, signed right now under anybody?
Nah, right now, I'm working with a guy by the name of Kevin Webb. You know what I'm saying? He has a little say-so in A Boogie's career. And he used to formerly manage Fabulous. You know, so I try to keep myself, you know, at least amongst the prestigious names and the elite machines I'm used to working with. You know what I'm saying?
Did you ever think about just like falling back from the performance and just like writing? Because you're lyrically talented.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes some people is like, you know what, maybe the stage ain't for me because it has not worked out for me for so long. Asking you earlier, I don't understand. Like you definitely, like everybody said to say it, women lie, men lie, but numbers don't lie. He definitely put in the work. Mm-hmm. He's definitely out there. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't know what the barrier is keeping you from getting that. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, especially being around all of those different people that you name that's big now. Like Alicia Keys is a legend.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Like Jenna is the man.
And you was with her from the start. Yeah.
I mean,
so did you ever think about like writing or anything?
Well,
like
it comes with, like, you gotta, at some point in time, you gotta come to grips with like a level of like contentment. You know, like content. You know, like, I reach a certain mountain top that I know that niggas from where we come from.
They haven't been in there.
They're never gonna ever see that in their life.
Exactly.
I'm okay with that. You know what I mean? So I don't stop doing what I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Because
what I'm doing keeps me in the company of ill niggas that's gonna like at some point in time grant me an opportunity that's gonna say, you know what? This nigga really never even got his first chance. And I still sound great. If I didn't sound the way I sound now still, then I would say, all right, I'm hanging up.
You inspired a lot of people that I know for sure. You understand what I'm saying? Like I said, you're actually the first show that I ever been to. Mm-hmm. Like, I just came to see DMX or nobody or nothing like that.
I just came from Texas, right? From Fort Worth, Texas this weekend. I went on a jail visit to visit my sister. She's locked up doing 60 years.
For what, if you don't mind me asking?
for manslaughter, assault and the third. They gave my sister 60 years.
Wait, they gave her 60 years for assault and the third?
Like, what did she
like, self-defense kind of?
Details, like, what did...
So, she's in an abusive relationship. He took the pussy one night and decided to... beat her and decided to take the pussy the same night. She stabbed him up. Long story bearables, they were going to court for that, which was assault and the third. Ex-boyfriend came down from Virginia and stayed with my sister and told her if anything happened, while he's there, it's going down. Mm-hmm. You know, he gripped up, you know how it is. Things popped off exactly while he was down there. Family fighting, family feuding thing. And he decides to run up in the crib. He decides to shoot at the family.
So it made the situation worse, basically.
He ends up missing, killing this guy, and killed the guy's mother. The whole case now, again, my sister is on trial for just the assault and the third.
Right, yeah.
But the whole trial, all they talked about was the murder of the mother.
But she has nothing to do with it.
So right now we're working on the appeal, and she blew trial, and he pleaded guilty to 50 years. She blew trial and got 60 years, and she got more than him. So as a family, we working on
getting her the fuck up out of it.
So y'all got a campaign for her, right? Yeah, what's the campaign?
It's free Tammy at this point, you know. I just went down there this weekend, gave her a visit, and within that time, I got the chance to visit her for 2 days and get a whole new feel of what music is down here in Texas. And the shit is so ill, like the whole feel of harmony with
real lyrics. Yeah.
Like they actually rap down there, like it's so hot down there. But yeah, like I met there's this dude, we're talking about influence. There's a producer down there who I seen for the first time that I've been getting beats for 10 years.
Oh, that was cool.
His name is Jordan Boyle. Shout out to Jordan. And he met me for the first time. And he smiled like a big ass kid. And he told me that was his, like, this was a dream come true to work with me in the studio.
Jordan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because people say, like, out of town, they show way more love where you from.
That's a fact. They do. They do. I can't even express the love that they show, that they have for me, at least in Texas at this point. You know what I mean? They had a lot of love for Stack Bundles. I think I saw a baby Stack Bundles down there. Shout out to J Champ. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. So, speaking of opportunities, I know that you... like basically publicized being a part of a movie from Epidemic?
It was the biopic that was supposed to be for Old Dirty Bastard.
Okay.
So I was supposed to, at least I was told I was getting a role of Method Man at that time.
So why these niggas keep like it seem like some of you dreams?
Like slipping the rug.
Yeah, it's like they dangling the candy in front of your face.
I think when they see me, they see money. And then like once they get the money for the money, because it takes money to get
money.
Once they get the money for the money, it turns into, we're gonna do this and then we're gonna do that. And I don't know.
Like you were came with second.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I continue to make sure that I do what I have to do. So that's why I'm still talking about.
I love the fact that you didn't stop. Like, you keep going.
You gotta have a message for people like that. Because a lot of times, they say, like, you know, after a certain age, like, you know, give it up. And you still have it. It's like, it's not breaking you. Yeah. So, like, what could you give, like, a message to the artist that is coming up and they're not reaching that mark? You still working, though. Like, you're not letting nothing stop you.
Like you're an inspiration.
You still smiling or humble with the voice. Yeah,
so,
you know, like,
you got a story to tell. Like, you got a real journey, a real story to tell.
I say, on some real shit, you gotta really fall in love with the shit. Like, I'm in love with my shit. Like, I'm my biggest fan. Like, I don't, sometimes when it's my session, like, I don't smoke before I record. Like, I don't smoke weed before I record. I may have a drink to loosen up or something, but like, I don't smoke weed before I record. I don't get clouded and shit. I like to smoke weed as I'm listening to it when it's done. So, you know what I'm saying? Certain things that people do backwards that, you know, to my shit, it probably, you know, that it may have a different effect.
So maybe you should smoke weed before it.
Right.
No,
it's not something. I think
doing it like this gives me the
love for it. Yeah,
yeah, it keeps a love because I listen to it as a fan after I'm done.
So you feel like it's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow type.
I still think, yo, look at me, man. Like,
I look younger
than these niggas. Like, it's 25-year-olds that look like they 40.
You light-skinned niggas.
Like, look at me.
The original light-skinned nigga.
Hold up. Like, look at me. My hairline.
You still got a hairline?
My hairline is straight as a bitch.
Talk right about it.
Look at me right now.
Stop it.
What are they gonna tell me right
now? So you think that cocky shit is the reason why they're not fucking giving you this ticket that you want?
Nah, that's always been talked about. Like, I don't know, man. If you without a certain confidence, how could you maintain being the person that the character that you are? Because Far Rock Mills is not Michael Hampton.
Yeah. Right.
You heard?
Right.
Like, Michael Hampton is a whole nother guy.
So you already basically acting because it's too good.
It's a character. Like, everybody understands, like, I understand that part of the game. Like, if you don't understand that, then you tripping. Then that means you're going to fall into it and you're going to get your feelings hurt.
So what I want to ask you is, like, young boy P.O.P., he mm-hmm. said that y'all that's seen cool. me or whatever, and, like, you was a big inspiration to him, and how one of the reasons why he got into music and he looked up to your music. Like,
yeah.
How do you feel about young P.O.P.? Like, because you did, like, you mentor him in a way by supporting.
I feel like if I could pass the torch off to anybody right now, that's the one.
Right.
Because right now, like, I stand for a certain sound. Y'all know the sound we grew up on. Like,
yeah, we are.
There's a certain thing, like, I was in Texas talking to some of them niggas, I'm like, yo.
Where people is begging for,
they like, yo,
I hear people begging
for Mom Deep, they like, yo, I like this, but I can't fuck with Mom Deep. And I'm like, that's the type of shit that made me the nigga I am, like, listening to certain niggas.
So you don't plan on changing your style? Because, like, a lot of times, like, right now, like, I'm not saying, like, just to get in the door.
No, but I have, like, if you get a chance to check out some of my newer product, like I have a product right now that's called Far Rock America that's out right now, that's on iTunes and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I also there's an actual whole, that I made a whole project out of it. Oh. So it's an EP called Far Rock America. It's on iTunes, it's on Tidal, it has, like, 7 songs.
But you know that like, what you did?
Most of the styles are more what you hear right now, right? And of course, I have another project.
That's what I want to get into. That's what I want to get into. I'm sorry for cutting you off.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna free. But like, you did Far Rock America to a beat, a soundtrack that's like really big.
Yeah.
Like, This Is America, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So like, how would you think people would feel that you building a whole project on somebody else's,
like a sample pop project?
Well, at first it was just supposed to be just a freestyle. And because I enjoyed the song that much. Like, as soon as I heard the song, I thought that shit was hard. Like, I heard that shit before, like, I think anybody really paid attention to it. And I didn't do nothing with the freestyle, like, almost like mad much.
That song went big. It was on the news and everything.
Yeah, but then after that, I'm like, yo, we got mad shit I could talk about in Farrakh, that's almost as similar to that. If I could do the video almost the same way, but give it, like, a hood feel, like just a more intimate feel.
And Far Rock America is also affiliated with Superb.
Yes, he's the inventor of that. God bless the soul of that man.
Yeah.
I miss you, man. That's a friend of mine. That was a friend of mine. But Far Rock America was definitely inspired by number one, that nigga.
Oh yeah, that nigga, you're right, Superb too. Y'all was around the same time, y'all was Suburban, y'all definitely was, my bad, mm-hmm. y'all, because Superb was definitely making fucking noise at the same time. Like,
he was
what
I'm not,
but my Mike was more my age bracket, so that it was more.
So Superb is the one that
influenced
me. He was one of the niggas that influenced me, because he was the first niggas that really had real niggas come to the hood. Like he had Raekwon come to the hood. He had Ghostface and them niggas come to.
People don't really show him that much.
Like he was the first one screaming from I got
He started that. Nobody knows that.
I got certain people that show you love because we see you had Babs here today. You know, like so. Regardless of not actually being like out in there, they still showing you love. Like, they fucking with you.
Because you got to remember, these are people that seen me and have been on the same climb that I've been on. Like there's you know, there's a social grind where everybody can see you, mm-hmm. and then there's a behind the scenes grind where the niggas that's grinding see you too. Like yo, nigga, I saw you on the last level. I see you keep going up. You know what I mean? You catch a nigga three levels up and say, like, you know what I mean? Like that's the type of shit that these people that I know is on. Shout out to Young Buck. You know what I'm saying? I feel sorry for the shit he's going through right now, but that's a nigga that. You know, I've known for a long time, like, and before all this dumb shit that's going on.
What is going on with Young Buck? Because that's
all
the
shit. No, I ain't talking about that.
Oh, okay.
Y'all took it totally off. I just think that shit hurts, man. Like, if it is true, you know, like, I've never been that close to no type of shit like that.
So if it is true and it come out as true, if he said that it is true, would you still fuck with him?
That's still gonna be your boy?
It's my son, regardless. I mean,
and if that's what he chooses to do, and he was to come out and say this is what he wants, and that's what he likes, would you still fuck with him the same way you fuck with him now?
Yo, Reese, what the fuck?
I need to know these things. This is real.
I still dabble. It ain't like I want dabble.
But you won't be in that with just you and him. No, you won't do that again. If that's what he chose to do, and hypothetically speaking, if that's what he chose to do, and he was to come out and say, "Listen, you know, live up to
like
that."
Like what that got to do with me though?
You comfortable with yourself and who you are, your sexuality, so you don't care.
Did you ever have like a manager or something try to like change your image of who you were? Because
on tour right now and they're talking about it.
And make you wear like the tight jeans and
they just try to change my sound a lot. That's really mostly they really tried.
Do you think like not listening to them kind of like hold you back? Like do you regret like not listening to certain people?
I don't regret it because they wasn't giving me any directive. You know, they were saying, we need a sound like this, and then leaving it all up to me. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to find the producer,
There's no direction.
Yeah, like the producer didn't even have directed.
Yeah, you gotta help me with something if you want me to do it this way.
So I don't regret any moves that I had to make. Off the strip or whatever if they told me, yo, this was the sound they think I should have, and you're not helping me, I'm going to go with what I
used to know.
You know what I'm saying?
Did you ever have anybody like in the industry producing about like come on to you in a
sense. Yeah, because it's like, because you've been in the industry, and you've seen like you've been around like the Alicia Keys and certain people, like you see like Damon Dash now is coming out talking about like
B2K.
Yeah, B2K is a lot of that. Like, did you witness that?
Like, did you ever been through that before?
Yo.
He's
not
just
acting
like, what?
Listen,
yo.
Yo,
that's
some crazy shit, man.
Because
you've been
here. Yo, alright, so fuck it, hood talks, right? So, yo, the reason why I stopped fucking with the play shit, right? Yo, I walked away, bitch. Alright, so this is, I don't even know, y'all, there's a nigga named JD Lawrence, right? He's on like the old channel right now. I don't know what the fuck channel he's on.
Right.
Okay.
Irrelevant one.
No, he's very relevant.
Oh, he's relevant. He's very relevant. Oh,
yeah, he's relevant.
Well, listen up. I said the channel wasn't, but come on.
I forget the channel that he's on, but
his own is very relevant.
His name is JD Lawrence. He's a
Oh, you said on and they said old.
He's on. He's very relevant right now. He's on.
The
right
channel.
Now.
Okay, so
he's on the old channel, whatever that Oprah
channel. Yeah, Oprah.
So, you know, my part in the play, you know, was the hardcore brother that comes home from jail. You know what I'm saying? And that I end up fucking my brother's girlfriend and shit, and he's off in medical school. So, like, yo. I guess the lead guy, I guess, is some type of fruit snack. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, DJ Zone. Yeah, like, to me, I did time in jail. So, like, I don't care what so you what do. You know what I mean? Like, so I watched them flirt with each other. You know what I'm saying?
And
like,
who?
The director and the...
And the lead
kid. You feel what I'm saying? Like, but he would throw his little shit at me, to me on some, look at your little light skin. Yo, we're not doing that, huh? We're not doing that. Like, don't do that with me. Like, I was the nigga always,
cut that shit short.
Don't play with me like that. Don't play with me like
straight
that.
Straight ball rock with the ass.
Right. Sorry, just don't play with me like that. And I guess with me not having that joking spirit in that I'm just not doing that. You're not gonna do that.
Right.
I'm watching y'all do that amongst the cast, and even the girls amongst the cast. I'm with the bitches, and we all looking at y'all like, okay.
So did you continue?
We ran that shit for like 6 months to a year. We got the investment shit. So the things were supposed to take place where once the investment got in, we were supposed to take the show on the road. And they were supposed to get a bigger cast or whatnot. Yeah. I was, you know, a part of that shit, but that was the time when I left the MBK. And this guy was a part of, JD Lawrence was signed to us as a screen director, play director, writer.
So like it was like blacklisting you basically.
Yeah, at that time it was like, if you ain't fucking with us,
you didn't want to play.
You get none of this.
And nobody out there.
That shit really exists very strongly.
Wow. You know, but, you know, I'm enjoying teaching. Like, I had a job teaching in a school, teaching hip hop. I teach 12 to 14 year olds how to write rhymes and structure songs. Like,
at what school is this?
In Far Rockaway, right across the street from Hamu's, 183.
Really? That's cool. When do you do that? My son goes to that school.
During the Sonic program.
Oh yeah, he's too young for that, but he definitely will be in there.
Because
he think he a rapper.
No, that's fire. That's how you do that. No, that's a start. Like,
so you know, like, that's what I'm gonna go from there. Probably have my own shit. Maybe take it out of the school.
You should do it like a nonprofit organization, because there's a lot of young kids that like POP. He's young, and there's a lot of other kids coming up behind him that you actually can help. And they ain't gonna forget you, bro. Because listen, you don't want help.
That would be a nice thing. Nah, I mean, I got it in my.
And don't forget about the hoods, because we just.
Yo, this
I'm
is so
dope. This is so dope.
Oh, thank you.
I'm proud of you guys with this thing.
This is my boy right here. Like, we like damn near family. Like, I got mad.
We all family. Reese, cut the shit. That's the only way. She knows that that's how she got me. Get your fucking ass over here. And we're going to do this.
No,
video.
Wait,
I
know you got to
play. You got to play. I said I want to want you to, I was like, I want you to join Instagram. He was like, is you really asking that? Yo, so I'm like, is this a trick question? He's like, you gotta ask me that. You are there, taking like, time. Like,
come on, good. Man. It's Michael.
That's love, though.
It's Michael, not Mike Mills at that point. Like, right. You know, certain people get that passion.
Yeah, definitely Michael. But
so, but was Michael like a street dude coming up in Far Rockaway and it just turned into a rapper?
Yeah, something like that.
Yes, I know I ain't doing something like that. What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, that guy's crazy.
He had a little name for it.
I see you got the cut on the side, that's why I asked.
Well, where you should cut back here somewhere?
Yeah. Back here somewhere. Like, you don't remember that nigga cutting you? He had a crazy fucking life. You don't remember all fucking how many of them shit you got?
He's definitely a product of
so basically you're here for a fucking reason then.
Yeah, that's a fact. I'm here for
him. I wish you much success, man. I think it was definitely there for you. I know it is because you just always had it. Like, it's just you didn't fall for the
bullshit and the fuckery.
The bullshit. And the faggot shit. And all that shit that came with it. And a lot of people fall for that, and that's why they are what they are. Don't like the big backstory.
What about that Illuminati shit? What you feel about that shit?
Yeah. Prodigy was hard on that.
Yeah. I think when you get to a certain bracket of money, there's always
somebody
a brotherhood.
I think the Illuminati is like the big boys, the people with the money.
Yeah,
that
yeah it's just the brotherhood of niggas that got different type of money. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? That like that's really all it is. I think people adding the extra demonic shit to it is crazy.
Because it's like, they
yo, once you get up
it's like the Black Panther kind of.
I think they live out their fantasies when you get to a certain amount of money. You feel like you can do what you want to do. And that's the situation with R. Kelly, I think. Because they stop you up. Poor, but he been through a lot himself as a child, and he had that pedophile, that mindset already.
He's already tired.
He had feel that it was nothing wrong with it. So when he got to a certain pedestal or a certain amount of money, he was able to live out these sick fantasies he thought was okay.
See, but that was when he was in the brotherhood. You know? I think he lost a lot of money. He's not in the brotherhood no more.
So
that's
not
why certain things are happening. They're not back at you.
They're not backing him up. Because they was with it. Everybody was with this R. Kelly.
Come on, man.
The producers, the security, everybody was down with this. And now all of a sudden, everybody want to come out and say something about it. It was wrong from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Y'all all knew about it because y'all telling the story. So y'all knew it was wrong from the beginning. And now, somewhere, like you said, he did something like Bill Cosby did. He tried to get his own Black network.
Yeah.
Once he tried to do that, all that shit came out with Bill. You got away with this for decades. So I don't know what you did, R. Kelly, because you got away with pissing on a bitch.
Word. A young bitch at that with a little boy.
And exact swap. You came out with an album after that.
You said, I believe I can fly.
Oh, because you came out with that for that hate and love, and everybody was
there. But no, I gotta ask this question because we all from Far Rock. You already know the hood. So, Chinks and Stack My Dudes, what do you feel about that situation?
First off, let me say God bless both of them. And they both know how much I love them. I just think they both are just sad situations. And I think, like, if I want to never left the group to go to Alicia Keys and do that situation, move on my feet.
Wait. So y'all was all together doing something?
You gotta remember, I was one of the original Riot Squad members. Like, I started that shit with these niggas. Like, it was me, Core 2Gs, Bino, Stack, Bundles, and Bishop.
So you
and
fell
Bishop,
like...
Bishop fell off the deep end and we were in core.
Bishop from Central?
Yeah, he was
part of it. My mother, I knew everybody was talking about me.
So started. He fell off, you know, he fell off the deep end. And that was when Core felt it was right to pull in Chinks. So, you know, Chinks was hanging around us at a certain time. And then that was at the time I was battling with, should I stay with the group or do the Alicia Keys thing? And it was a hard thing because they gave me the ultimatum. It was like, nah, you either doing this or you doing that. And it was, I'm like,
what? You went with the person with the name instead of sticking with them.
It wasn't the fact that it was the name. It was that it was just to me. I felt like
it was the opportunity
for my family. And I thought that, yo, man, why the fuck we can't do this shit together?
Why not support me, but when I'm doing it, bring everybody on?
Why couldn't we do it together? And it wasn't that. It was that, you know, at the time, Mike Doc had, you know, his own thing where this is hood talk, so I'm going to talk. You know what I mean? Like, he had his own agenda on that, but Stack Bundles first. You know what I mean? And it was like, all right, no, we're not doing you first with Alicia Keys. Like, and Stack Bundles. It's gonna be Stack Bundles and the Rise Squad. So it was, you know, niggas had their own thing.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, you know, I came, I tried to tell niggas one last time what it was, and you know, they pulled a little funny move, had tried to have me on camera just while, you know, while we were talking about it and shit. Like, I'm like, really, this what this is about? Like,
snakes.
Like, alright, so I guess the move, you know, I move with the energy. And I'm moving. I'm a universe baby. Like, wherever the universe shifts me is where I'm going. So, I it just felt like it wasn't meant. So I just followed my feet, and that's why.
So it was a little betrayal you felt before you even made a decision.
That's a fact.
So they push you to that decision because of the betrayal.
But you felt like if you would have stayed with them, they would have hit you. Like you would have like willing you because I.
Yeah,
you were saying like, what would my fate have been? That's what you was like saying. Like, what really? You mean by that? Like,
yeah, because let's say like if Mike Dot would have said, okay, all right, yeah, let's go with that Mike Mills move with being the Alicia Keys and Stack Bundles and everybody follow on. Now it's Mike Mills and the Riot Squad. You know what I'm saying?
It'll be a strong foundation.
What if I was the first one to get killed?
Yeah.
What if I would have just humble myself and just said, all right, fuck it, I'm gonna just run with the Riot Squad and not do the Alicia Keys shit. And Stack still would have been first and he still would have died first. I was the strongest person out of the crew before I left, besides that. No disrespect to Cool Hall, I know, but everybody knew that. The whole hood knew that. So who was next? Drugs wasn't officially on the team yet. He went to jail before he even dropped the mixtape. Yeah, you know, so it was Stack Bundles, and during Stack Bundles' run, free Chinch Drugs. There was no Chinch Drugs mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? So it was either that Mike Mills would have stayed, it was Stack Bundles died, Mike Mills is next, free Chinch Drugs. You know, like, this is shit that's
there. Derailed the missions, and under missive hoes that wouldn't listen, sent them to prison. I stepped on the gas, head back to the future. My character is Tupac, blended with Martin Luther. I'm Malcolm at the hook, boosted up about to shoot ya. Robin Hood for the hood, I'm boosting shit from the booster.